Chapter 44.2 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie just when Xu Mei wanted to act coquettishly, there was a sudden sound of horses' hooves coming from outside, and Xu Ting suddenly returned to the camp, opened the curtain to enter. Du Xian got up and was about to speak, but Xu Ting walked up to him quickly and said with a grave expression, "Xian, hurry up and pack your luggage, we have to go back." Du Xian's heart thumped, "What's going on? Why do you want to leave all of a sudden?" Xu Ting looked at Xu Mei and Xu Yu, "Go back to your tents quickly, pack your things, and we will get out of camp immediately."
"Yes, sister."
The two quickly ran away. Then Xu Ting explained to Du Xian, "This morning, the princess was hunting with her majesty. When she was attacked by a fierce beast, her leg was bitten. Dr. Chu said that she could only temporarily stop the bleeding from such a serious injury. To save the princess's leg, she must go back immediately and call Dr. Luo, who has specialized in the meridian fracture." Du Xian felt frightened, "How could there be a fierce beast in the paddock?" Xu Ting hugged him, "Don't be afraid, no matter what the reason is, it has nothing to do with us. But Her Majesty has already announced the withdrawal of the camp and hurried back to the palace. We must also go back, we cannot be slow. If we don't show that we are worried about the Empress's worries and anxious about the Empress's anxieties, what if the Empress, who is in a thunderous mood, gets upset with us?" After hugging Du Xian, Xu Ting let him go, and continued to explain, "I will let Hong Feng and Lu Tang protect you, and all the guards will stay behind. After you pack up, leave the paddock with my brothers." Xu Ting herself had to follow the Empress. At such a time, ministers like her, who had been given special attention by the Empress, and those ministers who were highly valued by the court, were bound to surround the Empress and the injured princess. Although it was useless, it was necessary to have this attitude of not making mistakes. After speaking, Xu Ting planned to go out and ride back on horseback. She couldn't let the Empress find out that she had disappeared. Du Xian grabbed her hand, "I'll wait for you at home." Xu Ting, "Okay, don't worry, I'll be back soon." Because of the princess's injury, the entire peaceful paddock became chaotic in an instant. All the officials and lords who were still participating in the event immediately returned to the camp, began to pack their luggage, and put on the carriage. The autumn hunting ended in this way. As for the last big hunting, no one remembered it at this time. After the Empress ordered the princess to be carried into the carriage, the Empress, the Emperor, and the princesses all got into the carriage, and rushed back to the palace with their personal attendants and the guards, while the others came back later. Dr. Chu had been guarding the princess's carriage, sweating profusely. Before returning to the palace, she had to ensure the condition of the princess before she was taken over by Dr. Luo, so she had to keep using silver needles to lock and stimulate the acupuncture points and meridians, strive to give Dr. Luo the best chance to treat the princess. If the princess's leg couldn't be cured, she was afraid there would be a bloody storm all over the court. Dr. Chu was full of such premonitions. After all, the princess was injured this time, and it was said to be an accident. Who dare not suspect in other directions? The Empress would investigate thoroughly, and the paddock may lose many officials. After the Empress's imperial driver drove the carriage out of the paddock, the family members of all the officials also hurriedly left the paddock. Du Xian took Xu Mei and Xu Jing back to Zhenbian Palace, but Xu Ting did not come back. Han Ji greeted them and asked worriedly, "What happened in the paddock? Why did you come back early?" Du Xian told Han Ji truthfully, "The Empress's daughter was attacked by wild beasts, and Xu Ting should be in the palace now." Han Ji walked around the hall, frowning, "How could such a big thing happen?" Suddenly he turned around and said to Du Xian, "You must be tired, her. Ride back to Qingfeng Courtyard." Du Xian, "Yes, father." After Du Xian left, Han Ji called two guards and ordered, "Go to Hangan immediately and tell the queen the news."